Some of you, I'm sure, have wondered why my mother lives in Alberta, Canada, while Aurora and I live in Huntington. That takes some explaining. You see, my mother, whose maiden name was Suzanne Orson, grew up in Alberta. When she reached her late teens, she decided she needed to get out and see the world, and so packed up a few things and started hitchhiking across Canada and the U.S. Back then, it was much easier to cross the border between the two. Being the late 60s, she spent some time in San Francisco and other common hangouts of the hippie movement. However, she told me later, she never really felt right there, and soon found herself searching for herself in the back roads of America. Eventually, she ended up in Huntington, completely out of funds, lost in more ways than one, and in desperate need of guidance. So she sought refuge in a roadside church, which had a sign out front inviting people to come in and pray. That's where my father, Hank Borealis, found her, softly crying to herself in a pew. He often came to the church since he was the caretaker. Once he found out her situation, he offered her a meal and a place to sleep for the night, two things she clearly needed, and she gratefully accepted. Well, one day turned into two, which turned into a week, and it wasn't that long afterwards that my mother decided to settle down in Huntington, content that she had actually found what she was looking for. About a year later, the two decided to marry. My sister, Aurora, was born 3 years later, and I followed 3 years after that. I will never forget the day I got the phone call from my mother. I had just started my sophomore year in college. My father had been in a car accident and had died. I took a quarter off from college to be with her since Aurora was in Spain with the USO. Aurora flew home shortly after she heard the news to be with us and attend the funeral. I went back to college once my mother was over her grief, and Aurora stayed with her, soon joined by her boyfriend, Dan, whom she had met in Spain. The following year, Dan and Aurora married. A year later, Dipper was born. It was about 5 years after that, while I was working on my doctorate, that we received the news that my mother's father had passed away from a heart attack. My grandmother had died years before from a bad strain of the flu. He had left the house to my mother. Now, the house my mother grew up in had been in the family for several generations, going back over 100 years, and was one of the first structures built in Alberta. It was nestled in the foothills of the Rockies there, close to Calgary, which was a small settlement at that time. Originally a trading post and inn, the structure was quite large for the time and eventually became a historic landmark. My mother simply could not bring herself to sell it. The highest bidders for it wanted to turn it into a casino, which she was dead set against. So she moved back to Alberta to live there. I went with her to help out and complete my doctorate work there. Shortly after that, I spent time traveling to many places around the world, but always returned to Calgary to make sure she was all right. Then Aurora's husband Dan got redeployed, and that redeployment got extended. Aurora called me and asked if I could come visit as Dipper was getting despondent and his grades were slipping as a result. I had always loved that cub, and my mother seemed to be able to handle things, so I left for Huntington. I had always planned to return to Calgary once Dipper's situation was settled, but, as often happens, my heart kept me in Huntington, and now with Sarah there, I had nearly forgotten my plans to return to Alberta. I had just returned from the university and found Dan and Sarah at the kitchen table with Aurora. It was clear that Aurora had been crying as her eyes were red and puffy.
Aurora, what's wrong?
Star, you had better sit down.
Star, I got a call from the Foothills Medical Center about an hour ago. Our mother had been brought there when she called emergency services with chest pains. She had a heart attack.
Oh my God, I'll fly up there right away.
Star, sit back down, please. There's more.
But every moment could be important. Aurora, did they say how she was?
Aurora. Oh. Oh, please don't tell me.
I'm sorry, Star. She was pronounced dead on arrival. She's gone.
Oh, no. 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 Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You've just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I ain't gonna make it any other way. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. I've been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. I spend hours of time on the telephone line, talking about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines, in pieces on the ground. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.